Hello, 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 family. Happy, happy Saturday. We are so excited that you are here with us. Listen, we are going to go ahead. We're going to get the experience started. Go ahead and share this love, share this live. We have a good conversation for you tonight, and we hope that you are ready for us because we are ready for you. Sit back, relax, guys, because the experience starts now.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Weekend Radio Shropshire of the UK International Radio. Proud sponsors, Sean Tonk of the UK England. Tri-City's Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, the Prince of Lovely, and DJ Rugs. The international radio station that makes you turn your radio up.
I never knew that song was that long before.
It's always when you're sitting there like waiting, like, okay, now, oh no.
I was like, okay. And then I look up and I still see names going across the screen. I'm like, oh, okay. Let's still see names going across the screen.
It's okay. It's been one of those days that you didn't notice before. You're now noticing. It's just been, for me anyway, it's been one of those days.
Yes, that was crazy, crazy, crazy funny. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome to the experience. Welcome. We are down two, right?
Yes.
We are down two, but that's okay. We hope that you guys come on in and that you join us. Listen, let's just get all the specifics out the way really quick, right? We're going to go ahead and get these specifics out of the way. Guys, we are streaming right now on all of our YouTube channels. No matter which YouTube channel you are watching us from, we are there, live, cut, and unmute right now. Also, yes, we are on our .com, guys. You guys can also join in on the .com. That is tkbsdsproductions.com. dsproductions.com. Now, if you choose to join in on there, please make sure you log in so you can converse with us and say hello.
Yes.
If you are watching on our The No BS Duo Show or any of our Facebook channels, such as the Sister Sister Chat, please make sure you give StreamYard the right to tell us your name. We don't want to address you as StreamYard user. We do not want to do that. So, yeah, and also afterwards, guys, listen, we're on all major streaming podcast networks. So if you listen to iHeartRadio, we're there. Wherever you stream your podcast networks, we are streaming live from there. Go ahead and check us out, TKBSDS Productions as well, and you can get all of our shows. I think that was good.
That's good.
That was 2 minutes. That was 2 minutes. That was 2 minutes. All right. So listen, guys, we are down to, it's kind of weird having these boxes, just me and you, right? Trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, that's, you're still cute though in the box.
Yeah. Cute in the box. Extra cute, cute in the box. Okay. Extra. We cute in the box. The love is here. Hi, Whittington. Whittington, happy belated birthday. Tell me that your birthday was Thursday while you were raising the face with me.
Happy birthday.
She was all up on there. We didn't even know. Happy birthday, beautiful. I hope you are having a great, great, great time. So how was your week, Hazel, so far?
So, of course, it was crazy as always, but it's okay because I made it through. I made it through. And now I'm here. Today, I took Mini-Me out for another driving lesson, which went really, really well. So that was the highlight of my whole week till weekend. How about yourself?
Tell Mini-Me to get it together so she can come and drive my car, okay? I love sitting in the passenger side. Girl, I will scoot over. I am the best. I am the best passenger driver. I control the radio. I control the air. You know how you sit with some people in the car and they just don't do all those? I look to make sure you good so you can pass. Listen, I do all
that. Listen, so I'm going to come drop her off with you then. They're really good. And because she wants to tell everybody now, move over. I'm comfortable now. Move over.
Listen, honey, by all means, please. I'd be tired.
Okay.
My weekend was actually well. I got some good rest, which was much needed. In the summertime, like many people, my feet swell, of course, from eating so much salt and just all the foolishness. And then I get so angry and mad at myself. And, you know, so that was my Friday. So my Thursday into my Friday, I was mad at myself and going through the motions because I knew I shouldn't have had all that cheese and crackers and, you know, just everything else that you get that has the sodium in it. So I was, like, really resting. My daughter and my bonus daughter works at Wawa. So going to go pick them up, I get free cups of ice, girl. I ain't even got going.
Oh, they have the best ice.
Wawa has the best ice, other than hospital ice. Now, when I'm at work, the hospital ice goes down. It goes all the way down when I'm at work, okay? But when I'm home, so today is very special for me because I picked my daughter up last night. I got a cup of ice. I took my bonus daughter to work, and they work together. And then when I took my daughter to work, when my bonus daughter came, she had a cup of ice. So when I go pick up my princess, I'm going to have another cup of ice. It's just ice for everybody. Like, you get a cup of ice, and you get a cup of ice.
Yes. Well, I had to settle for 7-Eleven's ice, but it was still good, though.
It's not
Wawa ice, but it was good.
So good. When is this? she did. Oh, you were on someone's show. That's awesome.
Oh.
I bet that was the cake. Yes, ice. You know, ice. When it's in the ice that you eat.
Yes.
So we're talking about the ice that you eat. So Wawa has like the ice now. Or Sonic.
Sonic. Yes. Yes. And I'm not anemic. I just like ice. So ice is like potato chips for me. So when I don't want to binge on like sweets and cookies and stuff, I just get a cup of ice. And then some days I just want the coolness and the crunch. So I go get the ice.
Yes. The coolness and the crunch definitely works for me. definitely works for me. I don't know what that is on my computer. Look, I'm over here fighting something. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Right.
We just got into a whole fight. Y'all missed it. So I it's just a crunch for me. And I love that they're so small, like the small pieces. Mm-hmm. That is my
awesome.
Let us know what y'all think. Look, let us know what y'all think about the Wawa ice. Do you guys eat ice just like regular? Because it's really good.
Yes, and Chick-fil-A also has the same ice too.
Yes, but you know, I don't make it out to Chick-fil-A all the time. So
that's the pleasure and the downside of working in Brumall, because I just shoot right over and go to Wawa right here in Baltimore. So
you're so close to like everything. So definitely. So guys, today is an awesome day. Today is an absolutely amazing day. Today, not only is it Juneteenth, but Juneteenth has now been recognized as a national holiday, but only you are like federal to receive the days off.
Yeah.
It's an upside and a downside to that. So we want to know, what did you guys do? Did you guys go out? Did you guys cook out? Do you guys have on your Juneteenth attire? I am rocking my little Juneteenth earrings. It says 4th of the Nye. So I am definitely rocking my my earrings for today. And just seeing and hearing, BET did something really good for Juneteenth. They did a bunch of Black shows. They were celebrating Juneteenth today. And as always, I live on 52nd Street. So, of course, there was a parade that went. That was absolutely awesome. So, so that happened as well.
I was able to take in part of the parade today. I didn't know that it started when I was driving through. So, I caught like the middle to the end of it. But that was totally fine. Because I didn't hear anything about it. But I did hear from Fox 29 that they were doing certain things in down Penn's Landing, and they were doing some things down South Street. So they was also having parades, and they was having vendors come out and talk about different things. And I have my shirt on, my powerful shirt today.
Yes, let's bring you up. That shirt is gorgeous.
Yes, bring me up.
Show the shirt. I love that shirt. My earrings is popping.
Yes. Now, I do have some earrings like this, but I couldn't find them, so I just did my teardrops. Close enough.
You are blinging right along with her.
Yes. So, I was kind of upset a little bit earlier today because, well, more so yesterday, and it carried in my today, and I wanted to respond to somebody's post on Facebook, but I took everything in me to not respond. And I didn't. I did really well. But the person was upset because their job didn't recognize Juneteenth. So she made this whole big thing about, you know, they always take away our national holidays. They always do us this way. So I was trying to figure out, what other holidays do we really have? What do we do besides Martin Luther King Day? We don't have a lot of holidays. So I was missing that. And I said, I'm like, well, Martin Luther King Day, he was a man of service. So you would be at work. Or you would be out in the community doing something different.
Anyway.
But you're not. You just wanted a day off for work. So basically, she just wanted a day off. It really didn't have nothing to do with the significance of the day. It didn't have anything about educating yourself about today or anybody else. It was just a day off. So I was kind of upset because she said, you know, but corporate America, this is what they do. And so other people chimed in. You know, they made their spill about it. But I was just sitting back trying to figure out. So today is a day of liberation. And there was a woman, she has a place on 52nd and Market. She owns a hair salon. And she broke it down to be where it's a day of liberation, but it's also a day to come into your own. So starting your own business, you know, realizing who you are as a person, as an individual, and different things. She broke down a bunch of other things of being, you know, Black, being a woman, entrepreneurship, and being a mother, family orientated. And I wanted to put her video in the person's comments and say, if you wanted a day off, on Friday. That's what you should have did then. You could have took your PTO day or a day with no pay if you really wanted to be off to celebrate the day. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of upset, and it made me think, like, do people really understand what this day really means?
No, because they don't. And here's why. Because we are so used to celebrating everything. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Everything is a celebration. That when it came to this, yes, this is something to celebrate, but our ancestors fought hard for this. And so if we're going to celebrate this, it doesn't have to be your normal cookout and all of the things. No, like you said, do something that's going to benefit yourself. So she missed it. She completely missed the mark. She completely missed what the whole Juneteenth is about. Juneteenth is about being free. Free, period. Not being free with payment. You know, not being free with acknowledgement from anyone, just being free within your own self, within your own right. So to piggyback off of what you said, someone else on my side of Facebook said the same thing, and or kind of sort of the same thing. They said, okay, well, now that we know that Juneteenth is what it is, can we get payment like the Asians? You missed the mark. You completely missed it. It's going. It's on 95 South. Okay. You completely missed the mark. And, you know, with everything that was happening today, with all of the parades and, you know, with everything that was going forth today was absolutely awesome. But what did you do? We celebrated, but what did you do? Right. What are you fighting for? Because our ancestors fought. So what are you fighting for today? Right. What are you fighting for within yourself today? What are you doing for yourself today? I want to say big up to my Facebook friend. Her name is Kamina. And Kamina started this Juneteenth gift exchange you can sign up for it, and you know, if you are Black owned, you know, you can go ahead and you can put your business down as a business, so we can help, you know, Black Wall Street, the sisters, we can help each other. And it was just amazing because so many people signed up. I signed up. I got the cutest little candle. Okay. I got the cutest little smell good Yankee candle. And my surprise Juneteenth gift is just things and collections from my business. Because I am Black owned, so I try to focus on, you know, freedom and things of that, and my gifting that I did. And it was just absolutely awesome. That was catching Juneteenth.
Yes.
That was
supporting.
We're still working towards something. We're still collaborating with each other. We're still working towards a goal. So big up to her for that. And my candle came. Yes, from my secrets. I was going to say my secret Sienna, but from my secret, look, free-ish-er. When I got it, my daughter was like, Mom, you got a gift. And I was like, I didn't order anything from Amazon, completely forgetting. And then, boom, this Yankee candle that just got my house smelling like pure genius.
Awesome. Yeah, so I love candles, and I have a girlfriend as well who sells candles, and I also purchased some from her. I'll probably get them Wednesday or Thursday, and she also sells jewelry, and she has little charm bracelets, so I also brought some things from her as well for those. And it talks about being strong, being independent, being worthy of, and that's what I felt that June 19th was about. It wasn't so much, it was about freeing the slave, but we also know that that was just them being informed that they were free.
Right.
And there were a lot of people
who were being informed.
Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of slaves who didn't get the memo on June 19th. And they didn't get the memo on June 20th.
They didn't get the memo, but they wasn't told either. It was like, if you don't know, you just don't know. You're going to still work for another 40 years.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's where I took it from, as being this is a holiday and, you know, we're celebrating the freedom. And I thought that, because some people do also look at corporate America as still being a slave mentality, slave mindset. So I thought I was just getting too deep in my head about it when I saw some people post coming up. So I said, you know what, let me get off social media. I was like, because, you know, I'm in my bag right now and they just don't know. It's like people today are still not informed.
Yeah.
They're still not educated. They still didn't get the memo. They just heard national holiday and they just heard day off.
They heard cookout. They heard, look, my phone just fell on my head. Okay. They heard cookout. They heard turn up. They heard TikTok. They heard shirts that says Juneteenth, and that was what they heard, and Penn's Landing, and but wherever your central meeting place is in your city, that was what they heard. They didn't hear about all of the stuff that you're supposed to do inwardly.
Right. And there was an organization, and I don't remember their name. It was on Fox 29 on Thursday. And they also went to the White House, and they were there when Joe Biden signed, or President Joe signed the independent form, the form to make this a national holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And the organization, one of the ladies that was there, she said she actually was on a committee trying to get this day a long time ago, but she didn't say like how far back she was trying to get, like who else she talked to. So it meant even more to her to sit there and be there with Uncle Joe and to be there with Madam Vice President. So this was more to her than just what we've known and what we were taught. Like, so today just meant so like a whole different, what you call it? She changed the narrative for herself for today.
Yes.
Because she was free, but she also was able to celebrate with the new president. And she said it meant more to her by having Madam Vice President there with her, because of what she stands for and what her family stands for. And again, more rights that came from this day and more freedom to do things that came from this day, other opportunities that opened from this day. And I was like, wow, I wish I could have, I was late for work watching it, but I was hoping that I could have got a snip of the video just so we can play it. So if they ever missed the mark, we're able to see. If you don't know what today is, just that part alone should get you excited and make you want to do something different than the cookout.
But if you want to do the cookout and you offer cookouts, I love burnt hot dogs. So burnt hot dogs, burnt sausages. I do bring, you know, Deer Park water. You know, I will get some water and some snacks. Just let me know when I'm there.
It just feels good outside today.
Cause though, you gotta get in where you fit in, okay? I'm just saying, if we celebrating, I'll rock my cute earring, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got my hair all up, looking all petrified, and I'll be there. You know?
Yes. And you can have the burnt hot dogs. I'll take the burnt sausages, cause I don't like hot dogs.
Listen, I'll take both. Burn them things, sit them on the grill. Just walk away. Just forget you even got them on there. Those are the hot dogs and sausages that I want. Okay?
Yes. I don't know what it is, but it tastes so good.
It tastes like love. It tastes like neglectful love. And I don't even know if that makes sense, but that's what it tastes like.
I'll give it to you.
So guys, we know that you are here. We know that you are watching with us. We want to say hello to each and every one of you guys. Please come and chime in. Let us know what you did for Juneteenth. Are you still out in these streets? It's 8:42. Did you go down Penn's Landing?
Yes.
Penn's Landing is hot. Did you make it down there? Are there fireworks? Like, what's going on around the city? Tap in, guys, and let us know, definitely.
Yes. Or you sitting back watching Netflix, because Netflix has also put on a bunch of Black movies.
I was about to say
that. I think it was Paramount, I think it's Paramount, they also streamed, and Ion is also streaming a lot of movies you get a chance to catch up on that we didn't watch before.
Yes.
Like, I watched The Color Purple today.
Awesome.
And I haven't seen that movie in a couple months. And I, yes. And Lady Sings the Blues came on last night.
I'm
just like, oh, yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love Lady Sings the Blues. I love The Color Purple. Right now, Ali is on BET, so they are playing that. So definitely. There was definitely. Yeah. And I did catch up on a lot of stuff on Netflix. And Amazon Prime is also doing it. So there is a lot of stuff that's going on. Google is getting some talk back because they did not change their... You know how Google would normally change?
Yes.
Like, they would, and they did not change it. So people was having problems about that.
Wow.
Yeah. So they was feeling some type of way, like why Google didn't jump on board. But a lot of people have to understand it happened really quick. It got signed.
That's
in.
What I was thinking.
It got signed fast. You know, and although there is someone who might be fast and might be like, oh, I can jump on there and I can do it quickly. It happened rather quickly. So don't be too upset with
me. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. I thought, mm-hmm. I said the same thing. I was like, now, if it was next year and June 19th came and nobody did anything, like corporations didn't do anything, then I could see where the attitude was coming from. Because I know with my job, they gave us a floating holiday, an extra floating holiday. They did give us one last year, but it was after. It was like... June 30th when they put it in the system and you can use that floating holiday for whatever you wanted, which we knew really was for June 19th. So this year we got an extra day. So for a lot of people at my job kind of, I don't think they really recognized it or really cared because they're like, well, it's on Saturday, so we're good. We leave early on Friday anyway. So, you know, it was good for them. So I was wondering, I'm like, well, maybe because they signed it so fast, like it's a national holiday, but maybe it's not really until next year.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because, you know, things take a while to go into play, especially at some establishments. I know for my job, I questioned whether or not we will be able to leave the 2 hours early that we would normally do, you know, when it's the holiday approaching, even though it was on a Saturday. And although we did not get that, you know, they then went into play saying, you know, because it was the federal workers, you know, just all of that. I was just like, okay, fine, not a problem. It's on a Saturday. I'm not missing, you know, anything. But it did. It just happened. It happened quickly. It was like, you know, boom, out of nowhere. It was just like, it signed in. And it was just like, wow. Like, I was so excited that it was
I did the same thing. I was just in a wild moment. Like, they finally did it. It was like, how did the conversation start? It's like, who sat down and had the conversation?
Madame.
To put this into play.
Madame. It was on her list. Mm-hmm. It was number 16 on her Black Dignified Things to Do list. Okay.
Yes.
So if she was checking things off of her list, and you know, she knew because they already knew they were going to win. So she was already giving herself, you know, 4 things to do, you know, per month to knock it out. And when it said, you know, Juneteenth, she was like, okay, let's just make this happen.
Make it happen. That's what women do. Make it happen.
It feels right in my mind. Maybe that's not what happened, but it just feels good to me.
I'm going with that. I'm co-signing it.
We want to co-sign that thing. So that's what we think happened.
Yes. So, and I'm happy it happened.
And I'm very happy. I am very, very happy it happened. And like I said, it just happened. And you want to know what? To us, it happened so fast. But there was probably so much working behind the scenes. You know, we just don't see. And we just didn't see all of that. But I'm so sure that it was so much work, you know, behind the scenes, and this has been happening forever. People have been putting this to happen.
Yes. Yes.
My God.
Listen, absolutely. Yes. I totally agree.
Yes. Look, to both of us, to the part two. Okay. Because they're like, I agree. Okay. Yes, I agree. So I want to ask really quick because, you want to know what? We're going to go and we're going to pay a bill really quick.
Okay.
So I'm going to pay a bill really quick because I just have like a really quick question, you know, because tomorrow is the big day for the fathers.
Yes.
So, you know, you guys can still chime in, though. You guys can definitely still please chime in reference to Juneteenth and what it is that you guys have done. And, you know, just how you feel about it as well. Yes. We would love to hear. So, guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pay this quick bill and we will be right back.
If you want to create a drop, release your new song with a pop, do you need an exciting intro for your video, promote your business, product, or show? Contact us for customized digital video packages. For more details, email us at tkbsds.org@gmail.com.
So, yes, guys, that was just
outstanding.
Cuzzle over there saying, okay. But that was a really, really quick sidebar, guys, that we do offer production. We do offer production services. So if you guys are looking for any of that, please get in contact with us and let us know. So, Cuzzo, Father's Day. A gift or not to give? That is the question, right? Because we know for Mother's Day is like all out. People go all out for Mother's Day. And you don't really see too much for the fathers. But I have seen a lot this year for the dads. Not so much as, like advertisements on TV. But just like from what I've been seeing, like scrolling online, like all of my friends, they're going all out for their fathers this year. So.
Yeah. I saw that too. Mm-hmm. I did see that too. And it was funny to me because I said, did our best friend outside make people change their mindset on dads?
Yeah.
Or is this the giving the dads the second chance? Because now, you know, any year before, maybe dad couldn't do nothing. Maybe dad wasn't there. So did this wake up our best friend outside? Did he wake up people to now reconnect with their fathers? Or it is soften the hearts to reconnect with their fathers, to now they can give a gift, where before it was just too much hurt there maybe to not give a gift.
And you know what? I'm going to say yes, that our friend outside definitely did that because we were shown that life is just too short.
Life is too short.
Mm-hmm. Right? We're shown that life is too short. And although I did not connect with the donor of my life throughout that time, I definitely made sure the step up dad was good. Okay.
Of course.
And definitely, you know, for some people that did help them to, you know, reconnect with their fathers. And so kudos to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, my mini me is old enough now to buy her own gifts for her dad. So, you know, her and her siblings decided to spend the day with him. So that was their gift to all of them, to just get together and play Monopoly and have drinks, you know, orange juice, apple juice, Kool-Aid, whatever, you know, and just spend the day with them. So for him, that was enough having them all together. And he gets them together quite often, but I guess it just meant a little bit more to him because they initiated it. It wasn't like, you know, he did the sad thing. Oh, Dad's Day is coming up and I want to see my kids. What are my kids going to do? You know, it wasn't like that. They did get together themselves and say, let's just go over there and bum rush Dad. So it was cute. It was nice. But outside of that, a funny story. So I have a coworker and she said, I can share this story. So her son hasn't seen his dad in a couple years. So and listen to how this story is going, because you're going to be like, oh, right. You have an already with the all moment. So she said, you know, she hasn't seen the son. The son hasn't seen the dad for a while. So she decided, she was looking on Amazon and different things. So she saw things that he liked. So she was able to personalize it and she sent it to him. So I was like, oh, that was just so nice of you to do that. I said, well, let me see what it say. It said, thank you for still being a deadbeat dad.
Lord have mercy.
And
why, friend?
Why? And it was delivered on Friday. She was so excited, which made me excited because I wanted to see what she got. And then I was just sitting there like, so how do you feel now? Is he going to call you and like cut you out, or is he just going to, is he going to trash it? Like, what? You don't even know what happened because it didn't initiate a phone call. So this is part two, because I'm going to see what happened on Monday. We go to work on Monday. I'm going to see what the man did. Did he return it? Did he call her? Like,
probably absolutely positively nothing. And all that did was just make her feel better, but it didn't like close the bridge between father and son. So it was right. Just like you, it was just no, friend. Tis one star. Would not recommend.
Don't do that. So of course I got the lash of, well, everybody can't be like you when your daughter's father. And I was like, no, everybody can't because we're mature. So I just left it there. Like, are you kidding me? Are we still doing that? Like you said, it didn't bring any closure to your son. It's not going to make the phone ring or anything. So I said, well, if you don't mind, if we have the opportunity to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. And I said, and I'm going to challenge women to not do it. Don't be that way. It's not serving any purpose. Mm-mm. It's just, why you still continue? To me, that's showing him that he still resonates in your head. He still got renting space. Yeah. And you're still hurt how many years later? And you still haven't learned anything.
Well, that's not teaching you what it anything. Is. That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly what it shows. It's like, okay, so depending on how old the son is, if he call, he's going to have to call you.
Right.
So you're just saying, call me, because I sent this. So rather it be something smart, because it's a little more than likely he's going to say something smart because of what you put out there. Like, who wouldn't? What person in their right mind would just be like, okay, you said this and I'm good. Like, no, he's going to have something to say. And then it's just an uncalled for drama.
Yeah. So next thing, you know how Mother's Day, we get flowers and we get candy and teddy bears, maybe teddy bears, and we get dinner. So do you think, are you a woman who would give your dad, step up dad, flowers and candy? Or do you give him the cologne and body wash?
Neither. Because my father is a fishing, gun slinging, knife throwing man. So my daddy, he got I personalized a knife for him, one of the pocket knives that opens up. Mm-hmm. So I personalized that for him. I got him two fishing hats that says stuff on it, like I love to fish. Or don't talk to me, I'm fishing, or something like that. So that was what I got my dad. No guns, did not get that, although he probably would have loved that to life, but did not get that. Marvel, we're having a cookout at my brother's house. So I'm going to go pick up my dad so he won't have to drive. And, you know, bring him up and just let him enjoy the day like that. So.
Awesome. It's so sweet.
So my name would be like flowers, baby girl. He called me baby girl. Baby girl, don't be giving me no flowers, girl. But yes, but I do know, you know, when I was in a relationship for Father's Day, I did send, you know, flowers and edibles and the few edibles and things like that. So it just depends on the father. Like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like what they what they were like.
Yeah, I had so many emails about the edibles. And it was so many emails of different arrangements to send today.
This arrangement was on you for that. It's like, oh.
Yes. Yes. And they had, one had a little teddy bear, and he had a pipe, and he had a hat and little glasses with a book. And then one of them had like a, what was the other one? It had a t-shirt on. It said, I think it said, it had the t-shirt on that I'm a dad, but also a granddad. So that was cute, yeah. The strawberries and things. I was like, I remember seeing those last year or year before that. I think maybe I wasn't paying attention. And then I have a membership with Hands and Tone. So they also sent out discounts. So if you want to bring your dad to a massage or foot or facial, that you can get a discount for that and do it as a couple, you and dad. So I was like, that was cute. Yeah.
It's so cute to do it. Like, come on, Dad, let's go get this massage. I made really, really cute for my niece and my nephew. They wanted, I made, you know, like you buy the hammer from the store, and just across the hammer it said, "Dad, you nailed it," which I thought was so cute.
Oh,
like, gift,
yes,
my kids to give to their dad. So, that was really neat. That was a big time. Yes. Making my dad one of those, but
I would like, I would have liked that to say for mom though. Mom, you know,
mom, you know, yes, yes, but you know,
mom, you know,
but because moms get so much, I thought that the hammer was such a sweet spin, for the dads, so that was cool,
And now, do you like when there was another discussion on Facebook that for single mothers, they get the phone call or the text message that says,
"I am not the father. I am not the father. Do not text me whether my daughter's father is here or not. I am not the father." So it just grinds my gears and makes me so upset when I see mothers wishing another mother happy Father's Day, or moms saying, "I'm the mom and the dad." No, you're the mother. You're just the mother. Yeah. If the father is not there, you are the mother, and you got enough strength to carry on to make things happen. You're not the father, and you will never, ever be the father. And please don't. Please.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was that one, like, when my son was younger. I don't even know if I had my, I don't think I had my daughter yet. I'm not 100% sure. But I had a cousin who will always call me. And I thought it was, like, the funniest, cutest thing. And then as I've gotten older, I'm just like, no, I can never take the place of her father.
Never.
Or my son's father. You know, yes, I can, I'm not even playing the role of two people. I'm doing my job as a mom. I'm, you know, being a parent, you know, I'm doing what I need to do, providing for my children, making sure they have whatever they need. And yes, it would be helpful if I had the dad there. But because he's not, I'm not dividing myself in half. Like, I did teach my son how to ride a bike, but I wouldn't say that was his dad's job. You know, his dad died when he was younger. So I didn't teach him how to play basketball because his dad would have done that. I just put him in places where he would learn it, and from a place where he had that male role models and male figures where he had those male conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I saw yesterday on, I don't know if it's really Avant's page or not, if he's really the one that's writing or not, but he put a post out that said, "Please, moms, do not wish other moms happy Father's Day." And then he had more come up and say, "You are not the father."
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And he's like, "Are you mad? Yes or no?" So I didn't go through all the comments because his comments were
I was Look, I wish I saw it. I would have pulled up with my little Wawa ice.
Yes.
And I was just scrolling through, and I would have been liking all of them, okay? Because, like, I don't like that. I've never understood why people do that. You know, and I mean, to each his own, but I wouldn't want a father, a single father, saying, you know, say Happy Mother's Day to me. You know what I mean? Because there is fathers out there. There's single fathers out there that take care of their children. Shameless plug. Watch Fatherhood on Netflix. Kevin Hart.
Yes. I saw so many comments. I'm scared.
Listen, this role, do you remember when Kevin Hart played in, what was it called? The Upside with the guy in the wheelchair? And he was the guy. Okay. So remember a lot of the serious roles that he had to play. This is so serious. Fatherhood is so serious. And I think that it's awesome that it came out right now. I watched it. Oh my God. I cried so hard. I mean, like real life tears. And you want to know what? It's not even like a sad story. It's just a heart puller. But it's such a good movie. So guys, and it's also a book. It's written by, is derived from a book, and I forgot the name of the book, but at the end of the show, the end of the movie, it's helping you. The book Two Kisses or something is called. It's really good. So make sure you watch it. Fathers, single fathers, make sure you guys watch it. It's an awesome. Mothers, make sure you watch Fatherhood. It's really good.
Awesome. I saw so many people post and they said the same thing. It was like, if you're not prepared to cry, then don't watch this movie.
I wasn't. It'll
definitely make you cry.
I wasn't ready.
Now, was it because Kevin Hart? Did you think it was more like a comedy part of it?
Well, you know, yes. And for and just because there was no and even I follow Kevin Hart on Instagram. There was not a lot of footage from the movie. So you didn't know what to be expecting from the movie. There was little pop-ins here. You'll see him and the daughter. You'll see him talking to his mom. You know, something. But there was not a whole lot for us to go by. So when I was thinking Fatherhood, I thought it was just going to be like some old crazy movie of him laughing and joking around and, you know, normal Kevin Hart stuff. But
yeah.
No, ma'am.
Awesome. I'm going to have to check it out. I have to make sure I take my contacts out because I don't want to wipe my eyes and lose my contacts.
Yeah, so honestly, take those contacts out because, like I said, within the first 10 minutes, I was crying.
First 10 minutes? Wow.
Within the first 10 minutes of the movie. So family, if you guys are joining in on the experience with us and you have seen Fatherhood on Netflix, it came out yesterday. Let us don't spill the beans too much for Cuzzo. but tell us how you felt about it. It was so good. It was good.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna have to watch it when Mini Me is not home because she's definitely gonna come in here. You crying? I don't want to have a conversation.
You ain't ready to have a conversation, so you're going to just be like, no, girl.
I just have to watch it when she's not home.
What she's definitely gonna be tomorrow?
Well, she works tomorrow, so I can watch it while she's at work.
Don't be not watching it while many being here or trying to save yourself the embarrassment of crying, okay?
Okay. It's gonna be if you would see I'm gonna have the pillow over my face and you'd be like
oh my goodness. Wait, cuz I can hear you, but not really. A little. You're not as loud as you was the first time.
Okay. See, is this technology? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So yes, she's gonna be coming in my room asking me, "What is this liquid stuff coming out of my eyes? What is that liquid stuff on my face?" She's gonna ask me, "What is that liquid stuff?"
What you call it?
Liquid stuff.
Liquid.
What is that liquid? Yes. What is that liquid stuff coming out of your eyes? What? Why is your eye running? What is that liquid running from your eyes? So I wouldn't be able to enjoy the movie because I'm gonna be like, get out of here, leave me alone, you know. So yeah.
Got it. Definitely understand. No liquid while Mini Me is home.
Yes. No only libations when she's home.
Oh. Okay. And this Saturday too.
Cheers.
Okay. You know, I don't even have nothing, but
cheers. Yes.
Yes, honey. Yes. So I mean, I don't even know. Those were the two things that I had. What you got, cuzzo?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I had too. It was just I was happy that a lot of people was out today and taking the part of the festivities. Mm-hmm. And people were still masked up. They still had their mask on. You know, it wasn't too much social distancing, but I understand, you know, they still are taking some of the right precautions. And you asked about fireworks. So I do have fireworks in front of my door. I don't know. My neighbor must have brought a box of fireworks because he's been popping them off since last week. So I guess we'll have from now until July 4th, every other night around this time, we're going to have fireworks. But I was happy to see a lot of people took advantage of being outside and, you know, doing the vendors and being with everybody. And those who stayed home was even able to take a part of what happened. They were able to watch the movies that you probably wouldn't have seen right about now. You know, I watched Martin Luther King movie on Wednesday. Okay. You know, his movie really comes out around his birthday. So that was good to be able to watch that. And Malcolm X, I was able to watch that on Wednesday. So just me being home a little tired and like, let me put my feet up and let's see what's on TV. And this was on like ION 2 or something like that.
I just
happened to be flipping through the stations and was like, wait, what is this? I thought like Martin Luther King. And it was. And I'm like, wow. Right after was Malcolm X. I love Malcolm X movie anyway. So I don't care. Whenever it comes on, I'm watching it. So
me too.
I was just like, good. It was good nights to watch TV. Good nights to be up late.
Up late scrolling. Just watching, doing this.
Yeah.
You know, right. You be sleepy, but you still want to watch. You be like,
right. Because for whatever the reason is, my body can't tell time.
That shake took me out. Your body can't tell time.
My body can't tell time. So my body doesn't understand that it needs 8 hours of sleep. So it gives me about maybe 3 hours of sleep, and then I'm up for about 2 hours, and then wow. I'm asleep again for 3 hours, then I'm up. So I'm thinking like by the time I fall asleep and take out the time I wake with half the time that I go back to sleep, that's 8 hours. But that straight 8 hours, my body's like, no, you're not gonna do that. Mm-hmm. Why would we ever do that? Yeah, so I'm having a struggle with my body. We're having this conversation, and I'm not winning. Body's winning. Yeah, the body is winning. I'm not winning.
Me, hello. Let me tell you about me. Because, listen, I do so much. I can literally go to sleep at 9 o'clock, wake up at 7:30 that morning, because I'll get a full amount of sleep. Get mm-hmm. up, do whatever, and then at 11 o'clock go right back to sleep and get back up like 7. And then, like, my body, it would just shut that. Like, when I'm asleep, I'm asleep. So my body knows, like, okay, oh, we taking a nap. We about to nap.
yeah. I need my body to get back to that. Because it's not working. I'm not winning. I'm not winning. So I don't know if it's I did stop taking my vitamins, but then I started taking them again. So I don't know if that has anything to do. I'm trying to backtrack to see how far back it went. And it's been going on for a minute. So I'm like, oh, well, it can't be the vitamin. And well, I don't want to eat too much.
Again.
Yeah. So I don't know. I do have an appointment to check my blood just to make sure it's not too low or something like that. But when I'm up, I'm up. And I'm running around. Then when I'm tired, my eyes go, okay, take a nap. Time to take a nap. So I'll take just that, what it is, a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm up. And it's like, okay. So I was happy to be up and now catching up on good old movies.
Yes. Let's catch up on these good old movies since we up, yes. Okay?
Yes. Get my popcorn and get my Pepsi. You know, I shouldn't be drinking a Pepsi at 3 o'clock in the morning. But
Pepsi is why you vote. But you want to know
what I said.
But I can't say that because coffee would normally keep people up. I can drink coffee at 11 o'clock and go right to sleep. So it might be the same way with you and Pepsi. Like your body is just like, it doesn't bother you.
It doesn't. If I drink a Pepsi 3 o'clock in the afternoon and versus 3 o'clock in the morning, it still tastes good. I still get that good feeling.
Okay. It's 3 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This Pepsi's about to get had. So.
Yes. Yes. And I'm in my heaven. Thank you.
That is so funny. That is so funny. Well, guys, we're gonna pay another bill. We're going to go ahead and pay this bill. We hope that you guys are enjoying the experience with us. And hey, if you have something that you want to talk about, put it in the chat. We still got a little bit of time. Put it in the chat and let's talk about it. So we will see you guys shortly. So really, really quick, like we said before, guys, we are streaming live right now on all of our YouTube channels. No matter which YouTube channel you are coming in from, we are there live and direct. Also, don't forget tkbsdsproductions.com, tkbsdsproductions.com. That is our .com. We are streaming there as well. And at the end of the show, guys, if you want to go back and just listen to what it was that we spoke about or check out any of our other shows, we are also on all major streaming podcasts. So listen, we are on a streaming podcast near you. Go ahead and aux us, place us in your ears, and listen to what we have to say. So, Cuzzo, anything that you want to say, anything? Because, you know, we've been here, we've been speaking to you guys. Really wasn't, You know, some days is just the day where you just want to come to just say hello, right? So we just wanted to check in to say hello to you guys. And yeah, so our hour is up. I guess we're just going to do this hour to get you guys back to your parties and your entertainment and your Netflix and your Ion and whatever else it is that you guys are looking at tonight. But thank you so much for coming in tonight. Cuzzo, do you have anything you want to say to the family?
Oh, oh my God. So I'm having technical difficulties here. Wait a minute.
Oh, if you can hear me, I can see you really well. So even though it looks kind of crazy or maybe on your end, I can hear you good.
Okay. So there I go. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. So I don't know what was going on with this technical difficulties. Mini Me comes in. This is what it was. So Mini Me comes in here and says to me, it's June 19th, so let's talk about Black excellence. So she to tell everybody how good she's doing with her driving experience and how she
heard it in the beginning. We had that conversation.
She didn't. Right. And she wanted me to give the extra part about how she went through two different counties, like that really, that means something.
It means a lot. You can get stopped in one specific county. So kudos, honey. Kudos for going through your two counties.
You got the kudos from Cousin Val. You got the kudos from Cousin Val. So yes. So while she was telling me all of that, I must have hit something and I couldn't hear anymore. And then my screen just went black and it's just like, all because they decided to do some funky stuff with the laptop. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
All right.
It's okay.
Technology is wonderful.
Yes, it
is. It's wonderful. So speaking of technology, I felt so good last week. I had two coworkers who came and they was like, they want to do a podcast. They want to do this and talk about this. So I'm like, you should have a podcast. And I'm like, oh, we have a whole production. So I felt so good saying that. I felt so good saying it. Like, we have a whole production. I'm like, we have a .com. So there may be on the .com tonight watching. If not, they will definitely be on the .com watching next week. So I felt so good talking about Black excellence.
Yes.
But we're doing some amazing, amazing things.
I was going to say, let's talk about Black excellence because, and thank you, Mini Me, for that. You know, we can, this can spread out a little bit more. But talking about Black excellence, I think that we're doing awesome. Like African-American women.
Yes.
And the big old, and the big man behind us, like pushing us up. Like, we're doing some things. Like, look, let me go find our picture so we can discuss. Like, this means a lot. Really quick, check it out.
A lot.
That is a lot. It is that
a lot. Look at that.
Let's show it again.
Look at just that.
Look, you know.
Look at that.
Cousin, yes. Do you know how my hair was on that picture?
Was it going back? Was it like to the side or something? We was cute anyway.
All I know was cute and it was flowing down hair. Okay. I had some inches, some hang time.
Yes. Yes. Some hang time.
But
yes, some hang time.
I mean, that is absolutely major. Like, that's some major things that's happening. So yes, we do have a .com. There is a .com.
Yes.
There is a podcast that's doing absolutely amazing. There is shows. Look, shameless plug, but plug them in anyway. You know, there is shows that air each and every day here on the production company. And you know, it's just awesome. It's work, but guess what? That's why Juneteenth is here. Work on you.
Yes.
Work on your business. Work on your goals. So definitely.
Yes, and tapping into something that you didn't think was a goal for you, like me. You know, this wasn't something that I would have thought about doing this year, next year, or any other year. Mm-hmm. It would have been a one and done when I was invited on to talk about something. And that would have been a one and done, and that's it. And then, if you know, because it's a personal thing, I would not have shared to tell anybody that this is what I did or this is what I'm doing. So it felt really good to sit back to be like, yeah, we have it.com. We're here 7 days a week. And like, are you on Pandora? Are you on Anchor? It's like, yes, you are. It's like, yes. It's like, well, how did you get there? Well, you know, it's none of my business. All I know is our engineer and I know our marketing advisor and our VP of marketing is doing their. In my lane, you know, so our VP of marketing does her thing. And, you know, I said, that's just what they do. They tell me to show up and I show up.
Well, big up
to the VP. Reach out.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that our marketing VP, she on the ball. She on the job. She know her job.
Well, big up to her, okay? And big up to the shows, big up to all of the experiences. And you want to know what? Something else about Black Excellence. Mini-Me just sparked up a whole conversation. Thank you, girl. And something else about Black Excellence is just that all of the experiences that run on here are is absolutely amazing. And I'm not yes. just saying because I am a part of it. But guys, if you yes. ever get the chance to just go and listen in, and like the conversations are real life conversations. Mm-hmm. It's real, you know, yep. you know, real. It is what it is. And that's what I love. The production and the fact that we do it from the comfort of our own homes, because there's a sense of security and and calmness because you're in your own space that you can be right. able to just, you know, speak freely. So
mm-hmm.
that's super
yes,
cool.
you get to create, you get the mojos going. And like you said, and also because we're all here together and we're working together, it makes it even more fun. And yeah. it's work, but it's not work because it's fun work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even though we have so many different personalities that comes across the platform, we all are still in sync. And we don't even have the discussion of what you're talking about on your show tomorrow, what you're talking about on your show Friday. And we just, if you just watch it, it just runs together. And I love that because one of the people did ask me, well, we script. And I'm like, no, that's the only thing we're script on is our commercial breaks.
Yes,
but outside of that,
put in on the side, okay?
Right. I said, but outside of that, this just comes off the top of your head and you just run with it. And that's awesome. And that's excellence right there. We get to use our brains.
Yes.
And all sides of it.
Okay, all of them. Use
all
it.
Sides of it. Yes.
So one of the other things that's absolutely awesome, and just to, you know, piggyback off of that, is because it's not scripted, it's so real. And that's mm-hmm. what I love. There is nothing that is set down in front of us that we have to read line by line. You know.
Oh my goodness.
To say, because I don't think I can't live like that. I wouldn't be able to.
That's like the telemarketing job. I was horrible at that because I didn't want to read what, yes, I was horrible at it because I didn't want to read the script. And, you know, I would add different words to it that meant that sentence. And it was like, no, you got to say it verbatim. And I'm like, this sounds like a robot. So I just wasn't good at it. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't good at it. I was like, no, I need to put my own flavor to it.
Okay.
So, needless to say, I got fired a couple days after I started. But that's okay. That was in my early 20s. It's okay. It's okay.
After the third call, they said, we'll see you in our office for a moment. Okay.
Yeah. They caught me in the office. They was like, Sarita, so what's going on? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you know, how are you feeling? I feel perfectly fine. And they're like, you sure?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so can you read the script for me? I was like, sure. I read the script. It's like, now, can you do that on the phone? No, absolutely not. Mm-mm. And it was like, why? And I was like, I don't know. Me having the beep in my ear and then the person saying hello and me saying my intro and then having to read just didn't flow with me. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but you read it right here so well. Exactly. So, this didn't work.
That is,
I have to stay in my lane.
That's right. I know my lane, and that ain't it. That ain't it.
It's not it. It's not it. It's like, sorry. Sorry to waste your time, but it's not working for me.
Can't do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Not going to be able to do it. Who said that song? Can you do it? Not going to be able to do it. Yeah.
Now that was Black excellence as well. I gotta find out before we go, because let me find out who sang that song.
Yes, can we do it? I'm not gonna be able to do it. I can hear his voice, but I can't think of his name. Like, yes, I'm not gonna be able to do that thing there. But what I can do while you're looking for that, and thank everybody for joining us from whichever place you're joining, if it's Facebook, if it's YouTube, if it's on our.com, if it's on any of our streaming networks, thank you for coming in and sitting with us and coming into the conversations. And it's never too late to send information to our email for upcoming shows, upcoming conversations. We have a beautiful, beautiful email, tkbsdsproductions@gmail.com, and just put in the subject line, topic, discussion, and put what you want to talk about. And we will definitely get that on the books and get you with the right host and have the conversation.
Definitely. See? Definitely. And it was double X posse.
Okay. There you go. There you go. That was also one of those late night BET experiences.
Yes, your mother. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
That is exactly what it was. Well, guys, listen, we love you guys. And like Cuzzle said, thank you so much for coming in. This is the end of our experience tonight. So we hope that you guys had a great time. We hope that you guys enjoyed the Juneteenth and the Father's Day. And that's going to help you reconnect and build on yourself and get some really, really cool gifts. Send some flowers for Dad or whatever it is that you have to do. Tomorrow is a jazzy afternoon with Lovely. So do not forget to join into her. She comes on at 1 o'clock, right? 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to join in with her. So we love y'all. Right, cousin?
Love you guys. Yes.
Thank you for
it was a great experience
tonight. I'm still jamming to Can You Do It in my ear, girl.
And so I'm going to have to play it when we get off the show.
Oh, okay. Because Mel was like shrinkling in the air and it's like,
yes. Yes.
So we love you guys.
The whole video, too. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
That's so funny. That is funny. All right, guys. We love y'all.
We do.
Yes.
And we will see you one day next week.
Yes, and we'll see you guys. Same station, TKBSDS Productions. Don't forget, we are also on Facebook under The Know. That is the KNOWBS Duo Show. So we will talk to you guys later. Have a wonderful night, and please still stay safe.
Yes, stay safe. Mask up.
Yeah. Have a good night, guys. Good night, cousin.
Good night. I love y'all.
Love you.